Torah tells us in Parshas Yisro, "B'chodesh Ashlishi Litzeis Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim B'yom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai." V'yisu Merfidim V'yavo Mid Sinai V'yachanu B'Midbar V'yichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar. So the Gemara, the Rashi says, "Vayisu Merfidim. Lama hu tzrach lachzor lefarsh mehecha nosu?" Why does it have to? We know they're in Merfidim. Why does it have to tell us? Repeat and tell us, "Vayisu Merfidim." Of course, if they were Merfidim, that's where they went from. It already says that they were in Refidim. So of course, as they say Refidim, just say Vayisu to this place. You don't have to say Vayisu Refidim. Of course, you wherever you are till now, if you leave that place, then you're leaving that place. So if the Pasuk already says they were in Refidim, and now they go on, so of course they're going from Refidim. So what's the idea? Like Kvar Kosov Shem Refidim Hayuchonim. Yadushim Shem Noso. Ela lahakish nisiosan mirfidim libiosan lemidbar Sinai. So it comes to Makish, their leaving of the mirfidim to their coming to midbar Sinai. Ma biosan lemidbar Sinai b'tshuva, af nisiosan mirfidim b'tshuva. That just like when they came to Har Sinai, they were in the mindset of tshuva, so too, when they when they left Refidim, they were also b'tshuva. So they came to Har Sinai, they were b'tshuva, in that mindset. So again, this idea, this Rashi, the Aruga Sabosim, ask a very simple question on page 7 in Rashi. Again, some questions are so obvious and we just like miss them. Very obvious. Perish Rashi, look in the Lahakish Nisiyosim Refidim Vyosim Lebid Bersinai, Ma Biyosim Lebid Bersinai Betshuva of Nisiyosim Refidim Betshuva. But how do you know that? He said, just like when they came to Sinai, they were tshuva, so too, they were, when they left Refidim, they were betshuva. But who says they were betshuva when they went to Har Sinai? Who says? Oh, so he says, Kvar Nisoro Mefarshim, Mehecha Muchach, to be Yosem Har Sinai, Yatsa betshuva. So he says like this. So he answers based on the next Rashi. The next Rashi on page 2, the famous Rashi. Vayichan sham Yisrael ki ish echad b'leiv echad. Aval shara chaniyus b'tarumes uv'machloikis. Ish echad b'leiv echad. And everything else, Vayichan Yisrael, singular. Yishecha b'levecha. So the Arugas HaBosam is going to say a new pshat in Ki Yishecha b'levecha. So Yishecha b'levecha, you know, you don't need the Arugas HaBosam to tell you, oh, achdus, all together, friendly, blah, blah, blah. Right, that's, he's going to tell you a new idea, which I think is a very, important yisod, and he says like this. V'nira li, so he asked the kasha, how do you know when they came to Sinai they were betshuva? So continuing on page 7, the first word in the line is mirfidim. V'nira li al pima shapir shrashi v'yichan jam Yisrael peir shrashi ki ish echad b'lev echad uchvar pirashi b'mokam acher mamer hakosuv There's a pasuk you're all familiar with because it's the end of the Haftorah for a Tainis Tzibur. Mikad Beitz Nidchei Yisrael, Odach HaBeitz Alov Negedik Potzov. Right? You're all familiar with that pasuk in here on page 4. That's how the Haftorah ends for the Tainis on the Mincha. So he quotes the Chovos HaLevavos, which you could see right here on the... you can look it up here, but we'll look in the right now in the Arugas Abosim. The Chosid Echad is Palo Hamokam Yatzilenu Mipizor Hanefesh. Nimtzam Shemilvad She Yisrael Mufuzorim Ol Kol Echad VeEchad B'fnei Atzmo Hu Mufuzor Mufored. So this is the idea. There's a concept of Achdus, which we always speak about. You should be, you know, people get along, etc. Achdus. But then, what he's saying is another concept of inner Achdus. In other words, a person sometimes has inner struggles. He wants this, but he, in other words, he wants to be loyal to the Torah, but yet he has desire, other aspirations, which might be contradictory. He's scattered, internally scattered. Pizur nefesh, which the Arugas Abosim calls pizur hanefesh. That, in other words, he's not on one. In other words, in life, you can do a lot of things in life. You can learn. You can have a parnasa and family. But so one type of person, he's doing it all because that's his avodas Hashem. Hashem wants you to learn. He wants you to get a job because you need to have parnasa, right? You need to support yourself. You need to support a family. You need parnasa. So that's also part of avodas Hashem. So a person who has that lifestyle has achdus in his life, internal achdus, because everything he's doing is what? Is l'shem shamayim. Whereas a person's getting a job, that's also l'shem shamayim, because he needs to earn an honest living, to run an honest household, to buy things, necessities of life for himself, for his wife, for his family. So he needs to do that. Okay, some people get parnas, you know, through learning or different ways. But then you have a person who's like a schizophrenic. It's pizur hanefesh. He wants to serve Hashem, but he also has other things that are pulling him in other directions of doing things that are not part of avodas Hashem. And that's pizur hanefesh. He doesn't have inner achdus. So says the Ruach as Habosim, by the fact that the Torah says Vayichan Yisrael Ish Echad Belev Echad, that was Achdus. It didn't only mean Achdus between one and your other, but it meant in turn there was no Pizur HaNefesh. There was inner peace, inner tranquility, and that, if a person has that, that's what Tshuva is all about. The Shuvah is you coming back to your, as the Svarim write, your source. You're not being scattered all over the place. Right? And that's how he explains, how did Chazal know that there was B'tshuva? So he says, because it says, Ish Echad Ve'Elev Echad, he says, the Chosid Echad, and that's what the Chovos HaLevavos says. The Chosid Echad is Palo, Hamokum Yatzilenu Mipizor HaNefesh, Nimshal Shemavad Sheyisrael Mufuzorim Od Kol Echad Ve'Echad B'fnei Atzma Hu Mufuzor Kol Echad Ve'Echad B'fnei Atzma Hu Mufuzor Mufored. V'Hashem Yisbarach B'Kibbutz Nidchei Yisrael Hiftichanu Shalom Edvad Yikabit Nidchei Yisrael. What does the Pasuk say? Mikabit Nidchei Yisrael, I gather all the people together, but then the Torah says what? Od Akabit Alav L'Nikbatzav. I'm going to cause the person himself to have achdus in himself, meaning a person is scattered. In other words, you know, he wants to live a religious life, but he has desires that are not part of avodas Hashem, and that causes conflict, and that causes a lack of inner peace. Hashem Yisbach b'kibbutz in Chei Yisrael yivdichanu shalom b'vay sheyikabetz in Chei Yisrael shalom yomufuzarim od yikabetz kol echad ve'echad b'pizur ha'nefesh shalom. So I think that's a beautiful idea that he's saying, and that's how he says is the idea of tshuva, because a person wants to live a unified life. That doesn't mean that a person only has to sit and learn the whole day. Some people, as Rav Shechter pointed out, are cut out for that. But other people are having a full day of Avodas Hashem, even though they're not always in the Beis Medrash, but they're doing things that are of value for living a Torah life. And that's also called achdus of a person. But if a person is, trying to live a Torah life, but then he sometimes watches things that are inappropriate or goes to inappropriate places and goes to a bar, that's pizur hanefesh, because it's not focused all on avodas Hashem. And all on avodas Hashem again doesn't mean you have to be 24/7 in a base medrash, but it means 24/7 you have to be a person who. Services Hashem means that you're acting always with integrity, and you're an honest person, and you're earning your money, be'emuna, etc. But if a person who's doing that, he goes to shul and he davens and he learns, and he goes to the daf yomi, and then he cheats and he's dishonest in his dealings, that's pizur hanefesh, because he's scattered. He's not focused on one thing, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on service Hashem. So Vayichan Yisrael ki isha echad b'leiv echad means that they had achdus hanefesh, and that says that Rugas Bosem mikabetz nitchei Yisrael or akabetz alav. Those are the two types of achdus. The mikabetz nitchei Yisrael is the various people, but then it's the internal idea. The Torah continues in Parshas Yisro on page 9. Vehi bayom hashlishi b'yos habokar v'kolos uvrokim v'anan koved al harv kol shafar chazok b'od v'echarat kol om machane. Then it says v'yotzi moshe som v'chras yolkim min amachane v'yisyatsu b'sachti sahar. That they stood by the foot of the mountain. So the Gemara in Shabbos on page 11 says v'yisachtu b'tachti sahar amar avdimi b'chama b'chkasa which literally means that Hashem took Har Sinai. Literally means he took it, miraculously uprooted it from the ground, and held it on top of the people, and said, "You'll accept the Torah? If not, the Har will be crushed over you." Right, that's the famous thing. Melamed shakafa al kadosh baruch hu mesahar kegigis. Ramalhem im tatem kabel mesator mutov imlav sham tehei kivuros. So, what is this? What is this idea? So, there is a Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer on page 12. The Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer says. Rabbi Chanan Chai, Omer b'chodesh ha'shlishi yom kofel k'layla v'shonu Yisrael at shtei shos b'yom. He says that the day of Matan Torah, the people will sleep. You know, in the time of Chazal, when they didn't have electricity, so whenever it was dark, you went to sleep, and it was light, you woke up. It's not like today; you can stay up late because you have electricity. So you know, we don't go to sleep when it's 5:30 now, because we have electricity. But then, when it was light, they woke up. And the day of Matan Torah, it was 2 hours into the day, and they were still sleeping. You would think the day of Matan Torah, everyone would be excited. You know, we're getting the Torah. Let's get up early. And no, they were sleeping. Shashas Yom Matzeres Orkav Alayv Tzor V'yotzu Moshe L'machan Yisrael V'yam Orosom Mishnosom. And Moshe had to make a wake up call. And he says. And we did this when we were doing in Yonin Nesu'in last year. He said, "Amalhem imdu mishinaschem kvar ba hachasun umavakesh es akala. Kodesh Baruch Hu's here, the chasun's here. He's kala, he sells the kala. He's ready. You know, get up. You know, it's time for your wedding. Don't oversleep. And you know, the famous Magen Avraham on page 13 says that the reason why what's the minute that people have to stay up all night Shavuos night? He says the reason is since we were sleeping or oversleeping at the day of Matan Torah and we needed a wake up call, so to rectify that showing of maybe of a reluctance or whatever, that we were sleeping in the day of Matan Torah, to rectify that, we through the generations we stay up the whole night on Shavuos to say we're ready, we're not going to sleep, etc. But the question is, the Arugas Abosim asked the question, so what was it? Why was it that they went to sleep like that? So he says, and then he wants to explain, what is it, the concept of Kof Aleim Har Kegigas? Page 15. All of Kol Yisrael, from all generations, every neshama that's going to be created is there. So what was the problem? So keep going further down. The first one on the line is the Kedusha. First one on page 15 on the left. On the right, the Kedusha. Shehir Mishnosu, for he here had Ace for Ono Kabbalah Torah. Adai Loosu was a Hachan Karoi. So Rotsu the Kabbalah Torah Miyad. So the Vayasha Shemis Bachyamtim Ode. In other words, they were sleeping. Ragolda Satsal from Kerry. We haven't discussed this once idea. In other words, they were trying to prepare themselves for Matan Torah, and they figured they would sleep more. They would be more awake, better preparation. So what does Hashem say? No, get up. It's time. So what's the idea? The idea being that if you're going to say that in life you can only learn when everything is perfect, I don't have anything to think about, anything is perfect, and then I'll learn. So that's never going to happen, because there's always going to be something. So the point is, even though they wanted to sleep more, to be more prepared, the answer is, the Torah's here now. So, and that's what he's explained, Kofel and Harkigigis means. Even if it's not always the moment that's so best, but still, you got to put it into the system. And that's also part of the idea of the Pizur HaNefesh, because a person gets sidetracked. You know, Pizur HaNefesh also means sometimes you get sidetracked. There's so many things in the world to sidetrack. And part of the achdus of a person is not to sidetrack. That's why the key to success here in YU or any place is you have a set schedule. You wait. Wake up on time, you go to the minyan on time, you eat breakfast, you come to sleep, you have a set schedule. In other words, sometimes a person makes a schedule, like you can see from day one, that he's doomed to fail, because this is not a normal schedule. It's not going to work. But if you make a normal schedule, so then even if things are difficult, okay, there could be sometimes that they're going to be face midterms or something, you know, different things like that, you know, what can I tell you? But in general, you keep to that, so even if things are a little rough, but you have your schedule, that's the Kof Aleim Har Kegigas, meaning that Hashem's saying that sometimes it's going to be difficult, and you still have to do it to your best. Okay, sometimes, and that's also the idea that they were sleeping, and they wanted to get ready, and they thought they should sleep even more, and they got the wake up call. No, enough preparations. You'll be better prepared if it'll be a little bit more. But I want you to mekabel now, because I want you to realize that in life, it's not always going to be, the perfect situation or the perfect preparation. Sometimes there'll be things that are on your mind, but if a person doesn't have the pizur hanefesh, he can focus. He's not scattered. In other words, scattered can mean also not only scattered in terms of your values scattered, but scattered just you're all over the place and you're not mesudar. That's also pizur hanefesh. And vayichan Yisrael is not only that should be achdus one another, but internal achdus, and not pizur hanefesh. And there's a beautiful Zohar that I've heard of Avram Shor quote. The pasuk says in Yisro in the end, "V'chol ha'am roim es hakolos es halapidim." Right? But beforehand, if you look, kolos halapidim are what? Lapidim are torches. But what does it say before the Torah was given? What does it speak about? Kolos uat ubrakim. So the Zohar on page 24 says, as halapidim, this I heard of Avram Shor quote, b'kadmisa b'tchila barakim v'hashta achshav lapidim. So it was in the beginning, if you look at you'll notice, before Matan Torah, it speaks about that they were kolos ubrakim. Right? They were kolos ubrakim. And then, kolos v'lapidim. So, Rav Avram Shor Shlita once said, the pshat is like this. Kolos ubrakim, you see it lightning, right? You see it for a second and it's gone. Lapidim is a torch. That fire is constant. And that's what Rav Avram Shor said. Before Matan Torah, before they got the Torah, they didn't have that kvius yet. But once we accepted the Torah, we got the Maimon HaSinai, so then there's a reality of being like a torch. And a torch means that you're not just here, you're here for a flicker and then you're gone. It means there's a kvius. And that's part of the idea of that not to have pizur hanefesh. Oh, I'm here, I'm there. You know, especially in this day and age, you know, people, are here, but they're really elsewhere. They're on their cell phone, iPhone, their this phone, and that. You know, it's all over the place. It's very easy to have pizur hanefesh bizman hazeh, because there's so much. You know, in the old days, you didn't have all these contraptions and things like that. So, and then the the pasuk also says v'chol amarim es hakolos ves halapidim, and then it says v'yaram v'yanu v'yamdu me'rachok. And there's another beautiful piece in the Arugas Abosim. You can see on page 23 where it says that he quotes the Bnei Yeshua. Some say Rav Shechem pointed out Magal Amukos Yisrael Yeshishim Riba Osus LaTorah, that every Jew is connected and osin the Torah. And at the time of Maimon HaSinai, they got in order. Like, you were Beis, and then I'm Reish, so I stand next to you. He was the Aleph, the Shin, the Yud, the Tav. That's Vayam Aramis Vayanu. That they were able to line up according to their Osios of the Torah. Because everyone has a Chelik in the Torah. And sometimes, and that's the idea, says the, of what he quotes as Mimino, Eish Das Lomo, that the Torah was given a shchor al gabi eish levana. And I have a piece here that I wrote in my sefer that the eish dos lomo is what the person is all about. The person comes across to the eish haTorah, so he appears differently. But the point that I'm trying to explain, the v'yichan sham Yisrael, is yichur haklal v'yichur haprat. That the yichur haklal, that people should get along with each other and be a unified group, but then your inner person, you shouldn't be scattered. know, sometimes you scatter because you have different values. It's not doing different things is not being scattered. Because if a person wakes up in the morning, he learns, he goes to work, he comes home, he eats dinner with his wife, he learns some more, that's not being scattered. That's doing one thing, avodas Hashem, in different ways. That's not being scattered. But a person who does, wakes up in the morning, and then maybe he learns, and then he goes to work, and he's not honest, or he does something that's inappropriate, that's being scattered. Or a person that's all over the place. And that's the Maimon Hasina. To be, again, the lapidin, not just a flicker here, and then it's gone. And then you're off to something else. It's the Rav Shor said, you go from the kolos of Rukim, Rav Shor said, to the kolos for lapidin. But that's the Rugas Abosim, says that there are two types of achdus, is mekabetz nitche Yisrael, and od akabetz alov nikbot. So people being together, but you yourself being like on one track. And one track, again, doesn't necessarily mean, for some people, it means to sit in the base of the whole day. For some people, it means they're going to learn a little and they're going to do other things in an honest way to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's an honest way, the Shev Shamayim, to help support your family and to send you, you know, to live in an honest way, that's also Yichud HaNefesh, Yichud HaKadosh. And that's the goal of a Yichud Sham Yisrael, that there should be achdus amongst people, but then there should be achdus in yourself, internal achdus, and that's for Yichud Sham Yisrael, Kineged HaKadosh.